So we'll discuss today a little bit about the mitzvah of Techeles. We know there's a mitzvah in our Torah of tzitzis, that if one is wearing a four-cornered garment, one has an obligation to put tzitzis on. In fact, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, if you're wearing a five-cornered garment, whether you have to put tzitzis on. We paskin yes, or B, you only have to put on four corners. You don't have to put on five corners, but you still have to put on the strings for the four corners. And the Mishnah tells us in Menachas, it's a whether a techeles ma'keves is halavan. In other words, does having techeles an obstacle, an impediment for us of doing the mitzvah of tzitzis? In other words, the different opinions of how much techeles one has to put on the tzitzis, but whatever the opinion is, whether it's one, two, or four, however techeles you need, let's say you don't have the techeles. Is the mitzvah of tzitzis still intact, or there is no mitzvah of tzitzis? And we have had techeles for about 1,000 years. I will get into whether we have it now, but until this point, we haven't had it. So is the mitzvah intact? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas harishonim. The Baal HaMor went with the minority view that if you don't have techeles, you have no mitzvah of tzitzis. And apparently the Ramban writes that the Baal HaMor never wore tzitzis. The Baal HaMor felt there was no mitzvah of tzitzis during his time because there was no techeles. And if there is no techeles, there is no mitzvah. And therefore, perhaps it might even, be in trouble, because if you're wearing a four-cornered garment and not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're running into an issue because you can't wear a four-cornered garment without putting tzitzis on. So in fact, that's why even min haTorah, you could have either according to us b'nei Ashkenaz, any beged is good, cotton, silk, wool, all linen. But according to the Svardim and different opinions in the Gemara, Machlokes Rav Nachman Rava, one opinion in the Gemara is that only wool or linen is a biblical beged. In other words, if you're a Svardi and you wear a cotton beged, you'll only get a mitzvah midrabanan of tzitzis. They hold that's not a min haTorah, it's not considered a beged. So even according to Svardim, people only wear a wool garment. Why don't they wear a linen? Why can't you wear a linen garment? Because if you wear a linen garment, you're going to put wool strings on, and therefore that would be a problem of shatness. But what do you mean? Why is it a problem now? It wasn't a problem 1,000 years ago. The Torah tells us. How could the Torah tell me I have to wear linen and then tell me it's shatness? So of course the Torah doesn't tell me that. We learn now from the Smichas HaParshias and the juxtaposition of the Psukim, the mitzvah of tzitzis is put next to the prohibition of shatness. So we learn out Ase Docha Lo Sase, the mitzvah of tzitzis supersedes the prohibition of shatness. So therefore, when you do the mitzvah Bishreimus, when you do the mitzvah, so you could wear a linen garment and wool strings, as long as you have techeles on those wool strings, then you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah. In other words, as the Radvina Rebbe, who in the late 1800s, he wanted to get ready to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and make sure we're ready, because one of the things a Kohen needs in the Beis HaMikdash is the Big Day Kahuna. And one of the things that the Big Day Kahuna is has to have techeles. And according to everyone, if you don't have techeles, you can't do it. So the Radvina Rebbe wanted to get things going by looking for the techeles. So he claimed he found the techeles in the late 1800s. So therefore, regarding the Big Day Kahuna, it's not an issue yet. But everyone agrees you need the techeles in order to do it. But by tzitzis, we paskin not like the Baal HaMor, hatecheles. We assume techeles is not an impediment for the love, and we could do the mitzvah of tzitzis even without techeles, as many have been doing since we lost the techeles. So in fact, as I like pointing out, unfortunately, in this area, the many Hasidim of the Baal HaMor. I'd say most Jews follow the Baal HaMor today and don't wear tzitzis. But I don't know if they asked a psak on that, but that's just, I'm just describing the reality. But that's the Baal HaMor sheet. We don't go with the Baal HaMor. We assume that you have to wear tzitzis even without tcheles. So the Radvina Rebbe came along in the late 1800s and said he found the tcheles. And all his Hasidim started wearing it, and there was a discussion with the Gedolim. Many disagreed with him, saying it's not it, and others felt that maybe it was it. So, again, but no one would say 100%. And then, just to give you the history, and then later on, then Chaim Herzog was involved with it. He has a PhD or some other degrees on it, and he said it was... He said the Radvina Rebbe's chelis was wrong. In fact, it's interesting because I think in the Holocaust it was all destroyed, and the only way they were able to go back and do it is because they had the correspondence with Rabbi Herzog, which interesting. He said it was wrong, but he disagreed. He said it wasn't the right one, but he still had. So they were able to figure out how the Radvina. They don't care what he said. They care what his Rebbe said. The Rebbe said it was good, and until 1990s. Then they claimed early 1990s, they claimed they found it again through different tests. So no one will say 100%. Yeah.
What is the composition of the tcheles? Where does it originate?
I didn't hear what.
What is the composition of the tcheles?
It's some kind of shellfish, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of the discussion. Whether right now, the latest one they said they found that it is a snail. What is the murex? I haven't pronounced it. I forget. Murex something is a name to it. And it's like a snail. And that's cut off. It depends. Different times, they don't know exactly what it is. They know it's the chilazon. But that's part of the discussion, exactly what is that fish? Or is it a snail? And then the Gemara gives directions in terms of how to get to die. But that's part of the whole discussion, whether we have it. What I say is even the Radvina Rebbe wouldn't say 100%. Why do I say that? I never spoke to him. Only because I say he never wore wool and linen together. No one's going to go that far. That if you have the mitzvah, you can wear a linen baged, woolen strings with that. No one does that today, to my knowledge. So no one has that much chutzpah to go ahead and say they know 100% that it is it. So on the other hand, there is. I heard one person say. There is 0% chance that this is the right one. So obviously, if there's 0% chance it's the right one, there's nothing to talk about. And if there's 100% chance it's the right one, there's nothing to talk about. Most likely, it's somewhere in between. No one could say it's 100%, and it's unlikely to say it's 0%. So the question is, we don't know. It's a suffix. So what do you do in a case where it might be tcheles, it might not be tcheles? What are the risk rewards in putting it on? Is there any risk of putting it on? Or is there any risk of not putting it on? How does one come to the conclusion? So that's what we'll discuss some of the issues today in the pros and cons of potentially putting tcheles on your tzitzis. But obviously, Rove of Klai Yisrael has not accepted it to the time of Ravina Rebbe, and Chaim Herzog even today, but it doesn't mean it's not time. We could revisit the question and discuss the pro. Again, I'm assuming it's a doubt. I'm not going into, it's a separate share proving it is or it isn't. That we could discuss. I don't know if anyone could disprove it 100% and prove it either way. I'm assuming in our discussion, it's some type of doubt. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So how does halacha view us when there's a doubt going on? So when the Radvina Rebbe, and perhaps we'll even see, maybe even if you think it's 100%, maybe you still shouldn't wear it. We'll get to that. We'll cover all the possible angles. Either there's a 0% chance, there's a 100% chance and you still can't wear it, or there's a 100% chance and you wear, but you wear without the chela. So whichever angle we're going to take, we'll see. So when the Radvina Rebbe claimed to have, today it's proven wrong, but when Radvina Rebbe claimed that he found the chela, he he sent out letters to the Gedolim, or the Gedolim sent letters to him. He wanted, and he has a whole sefer on it. Give me, you know, tell me how you feel. These are all my proofs. I think this is it. Tell me, do you think it is? Are you going to wear it, etc.?
It's a peer review.
Yeah, peer review. That's where we got it from. The Ravina. So, again, many wrote back and assumed it wasn't it. Some wrote back and agreed with him. And some, you know, so there's a famous letter written, not exactly from the Beis HaLevi from the Soloveitchik family, but it was someone who was, I guess a shaman, someone close to the Beis HaLevi wrote a letter, and it's in the Ravina Rebbe's Sefer. He says, you know what? So basically the fish that Ravina Rebbe found was one that everyone knew about. It was a fish that everyone knew about for the past 1,000 years. Many Talmid Chachamim, etc. So the Beis HaLevi wrote back, because someone said this is what he said anyway, that, you know what, if you could give me historically speaking a reason why this fish or snail disappeared for the past 1,000 years, 800 years, whatever it is, and you tell me why, I'll be the first one to put it on. But to tell me that we've had this fish in front of me for the past, all the generations knew about this fish, all the Gedolim before me, and no one thought it was it, so then I'm not gonna put it on. That was the Beis HaLevi's letter. So in fact, the interesting Rav Soloveitchik, the one in Boston, and the Briskers in Yerushalayim have a different tradition from the Beis HaLevi. They have a much different tradition. They said, you know what? The way Rav Soloveitchik in Boston says it over is that, you know what? Even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if you tell me 100%, you're telling me you can prove it scientifically, etc., this is the chilazon, you're still wrong. In other words, you still can't wear it. Because he says we have a de facto mesorah. In Judaism, not only do we have simanim, but we have traditions. Let's say, that was the whole discussion with the different animals, let's say the turkey. And even to our day, today, some people don't eat turkey. Some people don't eat turkey, they don't like turkey. But I'm not talking about that. Some people don't eat turkey because they feel it's not under the tradition of kosher animals. And it was an animal came later on. So that's the whole discussion. Does it fall under the chicken, or do you need a special tradition for the turkey? In fact, I have a friend of mine who is a descendant of the Shla. The Shla was known not to eat turkey. So he always likes telling me over, he has mishpacha, that they'll eat chazer on Yom Kippur, they'll eat treif on Yom Kippur, but they won't eat turkey, because the tradition of the family is not to eat turkey. So obviously, that's a little joke. Obviously, better to eat turkey, but the point being is, to the different mesorahs, let's say the rabbi would say, a pre-etudr, I can't just go ahead and say, pick out a lemon and say this and that, so we have to have a tradition on it. So the way this version of the Beis HaLevi is saying is, even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if you could prove to me 100% that this is the Techeles, you can't wear it because there's no Mesorah, or there's a de facto Mesorah that it's not it. The fact that we had this fish or snail around and the Talmidei Chachamim of the previous, no one said it was it, so according to that version, the discussion's over. Rav Soloveitchik was clearly against, you have to wait for the Mashiach to come until the Mashiach identifies the chilazon. Until then, so according to that, even if you're 100% sure, it doesn't make a difference. So they asked Rav El Yashav, who was one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he's still very sick, I hear, but I think he's still alive. So he's one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Badei HaShulchan, he's Raphael Cohen, I believe his name is. He's a Rav in Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn. He used to be, he still is, very close to Rav El Yashav. And I think he learned there in Israel. He had Shemesh V'Hilchas Nida. They wrote a famous Sefer Badei HaShulchan on all the laws of Nida. So he has a relationship with Rav El Yashav. So he wrote to Rav El Yashav and said, which one do you think, these are the two versions of what the Beis HaLevi said. One version is, I'd be the first one to put on Cheles if you could give me a historical reason why no one wore it. Why the mitzvah disappeared for 1,000 years, and all of a sudden we found it. Or the version that even if you're right, you're wrong. It doesn't make a difference. There's a, you need a Mesorah, and we don't have one. That's the end of it. So he wrote to Rav Yashav a twofold question. He said, number one is, tell me which version of the Beis Levi you think is correct. And if you think it's the first one, then would you put on Tcheles today? So again, so he wrote back, he said, to me, the first version makes more sense, that if you could come up with he doesn't think you need per se a Mesorah to continue every mitzvah. In other words, the fact that if we could come up with the reason why they couldn't figure out this was the chilazon before, so then he thinks in theory one could, you don't need a Mesorah per se. You don't have to wait for the Mashiach to come to put on Tcheles. However, would you wear Tcheles yourself? So he said, I'll have to think about it. Basically, he wrote other places. The bottom line, he didn't put it on. In other words, so one reason he gives, it's, you know, Rav Yashav is one of the Gedolei Hador. So if you look at his tshuva, at least Rav Schechter, who's in the pro-Techelis camp, says it's not very compelling. He doesn't give strong reasons against. In his tshuva, he writes, one of the things he says is, you know what? Everyone thinks they know what the Techelis is. The Radvina Rebbe said, I definitely have it. Everyone's got to wear it. Rav Chaim Herzog thought he had it. Okay, so 20 years from now, someone's going to say it's not it. So he's saying, he basically wrote a very vague tshuva how he's probably wrong also, which is not really dealing with the issue. Number one is, the fact the other two are wrong doesn't mean he's wrong, and each time you build on it. But so he didn't, and that still wouldn't be a reason why not to wear it. Because the halacha is, even if you're wearing fake tcheles, it's still doesn't take away from the mitzvah. In other words, there's no harm. He doesn't deal with the harm. So what Rav Schechter says happens is he spoke with the tcheles people who went to speak to Rav El Yashav. So he believes this version of the story, that basically they went to Rav El Yashav and he said, yeah, I think it's it. It sounds like the right tcheles. But then he asked him, he said, so if I... do you have about tcheles for about 20,000 charedim to wear tomorrow? No. And what would happen if 20,000 people wanted it? There'd be a supply and demand. It'd be like $1,000, and people are starving, especially anywhere, but especially in the charedim. The people aren't going to have food for the family. They're going to go out and buy tcheles. I can't come out and tell you this is that's Rav Schechter's version of what Rav Yashav, you know, others would claim he wasn't sure, and therefore he didn't put it on. But either way, that's the question. What was the Beis Halevi's, what did the Beis Halevi write back to the Ravina Rebbe? Did he say the version that the Ravina Rebbe has in his Sefer, that I'd be the first one to wear tcheles if you give me historical reason why all of a sudden this snail, this fish came along, and why for the past 1,000 years, all the Gedolim did wear. If you give me a good reason for that, then I'm open to wearing Tcheles. Or the version that they say in Yerushalayim, and Rav Schechter quotes, the Rav is saying, that even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if you could prove to me 100% that Tcheles, I still won't wear it because you need a Mesorah. Since we lost de facto, the fact that this snail was around and no one said it was it, therefore, you need the Mashiach to come. So depending on which version you take. So if you take the Mesorah version, there's nothing to talk about. But Rav Yashav thought the first version made more sense. That what do you mean? You don't need a Mesorah. It's the idea here. We don't, in other words, what changed now is, everyone knew that the fish, the snail, was there, but they couldn't get it to turn into blue dye. It was the snail that shot out black dye. And they didn't realize if you open up to the sunlight automatically, they're not going through any chemical process. They claim it always did have blue dye, just no one knew it. So it's not an issue of lacking a Mesorah. We always had this snail or fish. We just were lacking the idea. We just didn't know how to actually turn it into. Right, that's a general question. If you assume if you assume it's suffix chelas, like we all do today, so then the shaila is, are you obligated to spend money on something which is only a suffix? That's the separate issue. Let's assume you're least in doubt about it, and how much money are you obligated to spend on, you know, so one issue is the mesorah factor, whether you need one or not. And others bring down, so what about the principle of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra? Okay, so I don't know, but we have a principle in the Gemara, a doubt regarding a biblical mitzvah you have to be strict on. So last I checked, tzitzis and tchelos was a biblical mitzvah. We read about it every day in the Shema. Okay, so it's only a suffix mitzvah, so it would only apply the principle of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. So they say over in yeshivas in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, that why don't we apply suffix d'oraisa l'chumra here? Because he says, when do we apply the principle of suffix? He wasn't talking about tchelas in general, he was talking about this principle. They're applying it to tchelas. That when do we say suffix d'oraisa l'chumra? So let's say, I'm not sure, I shook my dalad minim today, but I wasn't sure if it was kosher. So I have to go ahead and go get it. I have to go find one that I know is definitely kosher and go shake it. That's suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. But let's say I have only, there's only one in town, and the only one that's in town is a suffix. So they have to go shaking it six times. But I'm not going to gain by the second time, because it's if I keep on shaking that first one a second time, it's the same suffix d'oraisa l'chumra after. So suffix d'oraisa l'chumra only helps if after I do it the second time, there is no more doubt. I started off with the suffix, and now I did a vaday, so then I go, but if after the second time I'm doing it, I'm still left with the same suffix, the raisa l'chumra, so that I don't apply the, so some claim, so by tchelas, even though you don't apply suffix, the raisa l'chumra, because the same doubt I have the first time I'm wearing it, I can't do anything more to help my doubt. And others claim that this is against the Ran and Sukkah, that Rav Chaim's against the Ran and Sukkah, that we do say suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, even if it's a sub. Where do we see this Ran and Sukkah? So the Ran is talking about shaking dalad minim. So let's assume you didn't get, it's the first day of Sukkot is biblical, the rest of Sukkot is rabbinical. So the first day of Sukkot, ulkakta mechem b'yom harishon, you have a mitzvah in our Torah to shake dalad minim. Let's say you couldn't get access to the dalad minim until sunset. So sunset, ben hashmasha, is the time between sunset and nightfall. In halacha, that is suffik yom, suffik laila. So the question is, did you bother taking this lulav and esrog during ben hashmasha? Because I'm only going to be in a suffik anyway. So the Ran writes, yes. The Ran says, you take the lulav and esrog then, so it's mashra from that Ran, and even though it's only still going to be a suffix, so we'll see what the Rav Chaya camp would answer. We'll have to continue.